locally, we heard over the past few months the effect COVID's had on our tourism sector. So I'm really excited about a tourism tax credit of up to 20% for staycations and incentivizing folks next spring and summer to traveling and exploring the wonders of Northumberland Hills, our theaters, Capitol Theatre, West Bend, our art gallery. So that's really exciting. In addition to that, for our seniors, those who are aging, a tax credit of up to 25% credit on eligible renovations up to $10,000. That's going to help seniors stay in their homes longer, aging in place, making their homes safer and more accessible. And importantly, seniors would be eligible regardless of their income. So that's another key piece. Supporting parents with additional supports, COVID-19 and the realities of living, working, studying in rural Ontario means you've got to have that support. So it's an additional $200 for our youth and up to $250 for those with special needs up to 21. So for a family with three children, with potentially one with special needs, that's approximately $1,300 in support for technology and things that can help them continue to learn. And of course, that goes hand in hand with broadband. And that's another $1 billion investment. We're not going to wait for the federal government. We're going to make an immediate investment to build that backbone and to connect people. And that means local projects here that we're working on actively now. And that's going to be much needed support for many. And finally, for small businesses, we've provided significant relief for small businesses. But a couple of things I want to touch on: electricity rates for medium-sized and commercial employers. That's about 14 to 16% respectively. That's $1.3 billion in savings over 3 years. We know job-killing high cost of electricity has driven manufacturing out of our area. And that's changing. 17,000 more manufacturers today than when we first took government. And in addition, reducing property tax on job creators by lowering the business education rates for over 200,000 employers in the province of Ontario.